Now, a living cell is an immensely complicated chemical machine working with thousands of interacting molecules. Unfortunately, it doesn't come with an instruction manual. Now, if I'm given a machine which I don't understand, the first thing I do is start prodding it and seeing what happens. And this is what biologists have been doing for the last 100 years at least. And now, one of the biological equivalents of prodding a cell is by introducing new molecules into it and then studying the consequences. Unfortunately for biochemists, a cell is bounded by a membrane which is deliberately designed to filter the molecules entering and leaving the cell. If you didn't have it, it wouldn't work at all. You can get around this already by genetically altering the cell to produce a molecule you want, doing lots of very clever chemistry, or even by injecting the molecule directly into an individual cell by hand. These are very laborious processes that only work for certain types of chemicals. Now, Alex Schellek from Harvard University and colleagues has developed a far easier method. They've taken vertical silicon nanowires, essentially a forest of little silicon spikes a few tens of nanometers across and about 100 nanometers high, and then covered them in the molecule they want to inject into the cells. They then just put the cells on top of them, and the cells then slowly settle down over about an hour and being penetrated by these nanowires.
Once this has happened, a bed of nails for cells, isn't it?
Exactly,
really?
Just like that. But it doesn't seem to hurt them at all. They've grown cells for 5 weeks sitting on these nanowires, and they seem perfectly happy.
And the nanowires do actually go in through the cell membrane and get inside the cell.
Yep, they've found 95% of the cells they put on top of this forest show that they've had the chemicals being put inside them.
So whatever's decorating the nanowires then basically is moved inside the cell and dissolves in the contents of the cell.
That's right. They've injected DNA, RNA, peptides, proteins and small molecules into many types of cells and detected the effects of the molecules inside the cells. They can experiment on hundreds of cells at once, so you get good statistical data in the results. And even better, the team have been able to inkjet print hundreds of small patches of different chemicals and different combinations of chemicals at different concentrations onto a slide. They can then put lots of cells over the top, and you can do hundreds of experiments all at once. And they've even managed to take the cells off again, off the spikes, and they seem perfectly happy. So it opens up the possibility of doing more than one experiment on the same cell, one after another.
Because obviously scientists have had the ability for a while to use genetic techniques to turn on various genes in cells and make chemical markers and things, but something like this that means you could put other chemicals into cells, maybe toxins or things, and do it in a very standardised way that means you can measure the same cells many, many times over to work out reproducibly what's going on. That could be really powerful, I can see.
And you can even control the dose. Yeah, I don't know whether it would be used in any therapies anytime soon, but certainly as a way of learning about cells, I think it would be very important.
Indeed, very powerful tool. Thank you, Dave.